because I search up all my friends' compatibility.
You're a crystal girl.
I'm afraid.
You're a crystal girl.
I want to be a DJ.
It's the DJ. I was about to say, it's the DJ.
I want
to
be.
Oh no, this is embarrassing. You're actually not doing this to me right now.
Hello, everyone. It is season two of Queen's Tea Time. And I'm back, Miss Eleanor Pine, introducing myself. But we have a completely different host, a co-host this year. She is the Queen of Queens. She's an icon of the club. She unfortunately had a bit of an injury last year, so she couldn't play. But this year, she is back, better than ever. And her name is Miss Bella Bernardi.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, my gosh. Eleanor. Eleanor. Thank you so much for that introduction.
Of course.
That was wild.
Of course.
How are you?
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm ready.
I'm
this is going to be good.
Yeah.
This is going to be my voice is not really podcast ready for this week, but
yeah, you're a little tired from the weekend.
A little bit tired, but that's okay.
So, as the new podcaster, I need a little intro on you. Who are you?
Who am I? Great question. I am Bella.
When did you join the club? I've been at the Queens.
I would actually say since day dot.
Yes,
for the past 3 years. However, I played 5 games of the first season. Did my ACL, really sad. Took 16 months to recover, and then this year I have made my way back somehow.
Yeah.
Although last year I was like really involved with the club, I absolutely loved it. I love the Kings and Queens.
You're the number one supporter.
Oh, it's just the best club.
Yeah.
Like so much fun. Love the events. It's been so good. And this year back I've only played 1 game so far. Had last week off, and I'm ready.
Little intro on yourself. What are you studying? Where are you working?
What am I studying? Believe it or not, I'm actually studying paramedics.
Wow.
And I would not trust me to save your life. Do not call me. But I'm absolutely loving it.
As long as you're not driving the ambulance, like that'll be okay.
Terrible driver. Yeah. I know. Terrible, but that's okay.
And where are you working?
I work at a clinic called Southern Neurology with my beautiful little neurologists. They're so cute. Obsessed with them. And love my job. But most of all, I just love footy. See you 3 times a week.
I know.
Just love it.
I have to see you or I get like nervous, I get anxious.
No. We need weekly reflections.
Yeah.
Like it's a common thing. But like, can we get a recap on you?
I just Me? Oh, I have to talk about myself.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Your most hated thing in the world. She loves it. She loves it.
Me.
Eleanor, what's going on? What do you do? Let's recap. Who are you?
Me, Eleanor Pine. I am a law student. And that is my whole personality. So that's
how she introduces herself to every single person.
Lulu bullies me every single time we go out because as soon as I talk to a new person, I do weasel into the conversation that I'm a law
student.
I do law.
Like that is 100% your identifying.
It's disgustingly
but you love
horrible,
it.
But
and
it's
I love
true.
It. And you'll be a great lawyer.
So I'm studying law business marketing at UniSA.
Beautiful.
Love UniSA. And I'm working at the Sterling Hotel.
That has been
as a waitress
a massive change for you.
It has.
You have not worked
I've
in hospitality.
I've fallen from grace
for a very long time. But you love it, don't you?
I do.
And
I
you'd
love
be so good at it.
I'm
she
great.
Can talk, this girl.
Oh, yeah.
We can tell. As we can tell. And what's your role at the club?
My role?
Or is it just podcaster?
I think I'm just the personality of the Queens.
You're amazing.
That's
you're
what
actually,
I would say.
You're actually
I bring the hype.
Yep.
I wouldn't say I'm a footy player. I would say I'm here.
I would say you're a footy player.
Sometimes
actually.
The footy comes near me and I'm like, oh no.
No.
Probably should do something about that.
It. No, but you're amazing. Actually, your improvement has been insane.
I am a really good player now.
If I don't say so myself.
But I couldn't kick at the start of when I started.
No, and you're kicking? Through the roof
yeah.
now. Amazing. Literally. You
but
kick
I think
a bit hard,
like
but that's okay.
Skills is a different thing to actually executing and
yeah.
playing.
Yeah.
Like when in the game on the weekend, I was in fight or flight the whole time. I was so stressed. Drilling
through the roof.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you are an integral part of this community.
Thank you.
And we love you. Thanks. And you will be doing this podcast until you're 75
I
and
will.
Dying. I
yep.
truly do believe that, but that's
well,
okay.
Well, we've been rambling a little bit about ourselves.
Yeah.
So
we probably
us.
Should talk.
Some rapid fire questions. Rapid fire questions, everyone. We're copying the boys.
Let's go. I'm so ready for this.
Bella, what's your star sign?
I hate this stuff.
What's your star sign, babe?
I think it's Taurus.
It is because I've looked it up before because I search up all my friends' compatibility.
You're a crystal girl.
I'm a
freak. You're a crystal girl.
Yeah.
Taurus, and I don't believe I match what it means to be a Taurus, but that's okay.
Okay.
Okay. First question from me. If you were a king, what grade of footy would you want to be in and why?
Okay. I'm going to pick D grade.
They're iconic.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to pick
D-grade. I love the D-grade.
Yeah.
Watching them is a different breed.
Yeah, it looks like fun,
oh,
but rough.
Rough.
Yeah, really rough. Big I don't think boys. I'd survive.
Oh, no. Actually, oh, no, we would die.
Maybe I should do D-grade. Because oh, no. I don't think I'd survive one game in the D-grade.
I don't think you'd, darling, I don't think you'd survive in any of the grades, but that's okay.
Okay, my question. If you could be a king, who would you be? Which king would you be?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's actually so hard.
Yeah.
Alex Forster.
You, that's actually not you hard answered at all. It without hesitation.
Oh, I love him. And just what a king.
Yeah. Like, he's got some rears on him.
He literally just stands there and you're like, you're just cool. Like, he's so how cool. do you do that? Yeah. I probably should say Jack, but it's Alex Forster.
It is. Everyone knows it.
Everyone knows it. Yeah. Everyone knows it. We love Forster. Okay. Favorite king?
My favorite king. I'm going to say Ned Kennett.
What? I love Neddy.
I love Ned. That was I think quick. It's just, I want to be a DJ.
It's the DJ. I was about to say, it's the DJ.
I want to be
Ned Kennett.
Ned Kennett. I want to be on the decks. I want to have those headphones
looking good.
On. I want to be that serious about music and about being a DJ. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's understandable. We love Neddy.
Yeah,
he's a
we
great
do
guy.
Love him.
And
we do love him.
He would be actually a good king to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, this is a random one, fair. But what was your favorite sport at school? Or activity or like co-curricular?
Footy. I loved footy. I love
Did
footy.
Did you play footy at school?
Are you kidding? Saints girls, footy.
I play Saints girls, yeah, footy. We played I didn't know
together.
You were
there. Oh, Did this we? Is, oh, no, this is embarrassing. You're actually not doing this to me right now.
I can't remember.
Oh, no, we literally played together. Oh, no. No, we're done. I'm done. This is my one and done podcast. This is it. I'm not doing it. Eleanor, we literally played so many games together.
Did we?
Oh, no. You're actually done. Next question. Next question. Favorite event of the year and why?
Promo. And you know it's going to be.
This is a promo.
You know it's going to be Ladies' Day.
Oh, you know. Get ready. May 13th, yeah. Ladies' Day. What's going to happen, Eleanor? Why is your favourite?
Last year, Ladies' Day was chaotic. It was out of control.
Yeah. By quarter time.
And this Ladies' Day is going to be bigger and better than last year.
Oh,
so I'm scared,
massive.
But I'm excited.
Get everyone out.
Nervous
Buy
energy.
Your tickets. Get after this podcast because you have to watch the whole thing. Get your tickets now. 100%. Get them now. It's going to be amazing.
$50. It's not
bring
even.
Bring your mums. Bring
expensive.
Any female you know. Doesn't have to be a queen. Get them out. Yeah. Okay? 100%.
All right. We've got to do
single results. Or taken.
Oh, single taken. Oh,
one more time. We have to do this question.
Single, single.
Single, really?
Obviously.
Obvi. Actually, are you sure? Sorry. I mean, it depends on the week. Single. Actually, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
The king of the week.
Single or taken. Single or taken, Bells?
I am taken.
Yeah.
By Jackie.
Of course we you're taken. Jackie. Everyone knows you're taken.
Off the market.
Yeah.
Not that I'd be on the market.
Shut up. Okay. So results for this week.
Where do we play?
We played at home against Salisbury.
Yes.
And it was 111 to 35. Ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. What a win. Yeah. Oh, that's huge for us.
So I'll just go through our best players and then do you want to do goal kicks?
Yep, let's do it. Let's smash it out. Who was it?
So we've got obviously Amber Hopkins. Who else?
She's Ash Carter. Oh gosh, she's amazing, Amber.
Both two
Ash Carter,
amazing players.
Incredible.
Anna White, love her.
Oh, good girl.
Yeah.
Good
Jordan
girl,
Garrels,
Anna.
AKA Gaz.
Gazza.
Yeah.
Gazzy.
She's incredible.
Gazzy
we love
girl.
Her.
And she's been so good this year. And Emma Chappell.
Yeah, she's a classic.
She's amazing.
Yeah, we love
good
her.
Five. Amazing.
Yeah.
They've all added so much value actually this
they
year.
They really have.
Goal kickers.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie Anderson won. Newbie.
Oh, we love her.
Love Ellie Anderson. Hammo. Lucy Hammond won. Mm-hmm. Grace Burton. Oh, Gracie girl.
Oh,
won.
We love her.
What a goal.
Yeah.
Oh, what a goal. Charlene Lee. Charlene.
This is Charlene's first goal.
What a girl. Yes.
She's incredible.
Oh, was celebration. I actually wasn't there, but celebration.
We call her Sha-Queen.
Orlini.
Orlini. She has some really great nicknames.
She does. The poor thing. I don't know if she likes them, but that's okay. Ada Harvey.
Slay.
Ada. What a girl. Lucy White, 2. Maggie, 2.
Oh, my God. Our little girls.
Great girls.
Great
Lucy,
girls.
Lucy White, I'm glad she scored 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Showing it. Showing what she's got. And then Ella Waltham. One
goal. And that was her first game out, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. She's a new queen too. Mm-hmm. The new queens are really stepping up, actually.
Yeah.
They've been amazing.
Do you want to just go through all the new queens and then?
New queenies. They've been such great value this year. I feel like they have just come in.
Our whole team is pretty
in.
Much new.
Culture's
and
insane.
It's
been so
good. Yeah.
Great new girls though. We've got Maggie and Tao.
Yeah.
Who I believe come as one.
Yeah, they do.
It was when they dressed up as.
Emos. Was it emos?
Emos? Gothic. Yeah. Queens that I was like, these
queens,
people are in my life forever.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Day.
We've got Ella Waltham.
Ella Waltham.
So good for the Queens. Yeah. Tall, athletic.
Yeah, she's sane, awesome. Sane,
beautiful.
We've got Ellie Anderson.
We love Ellie Anderson. We love Went her. To school with Ellie.
Yep.
Incredible girl.
Saints girl.
Saints girl.
Lucy Sanders.
She's such a skilled player. The kicking. Amazing. We love Luce.
Then we've got the Colgrave sisters.
Yes. Lulu and Chloe.
Yeah.
Massive as well. They came from Iggy's. And we love them. They're great. Great girls. And they've been exceptionally good this year.
They have.
So far.
Excited amazing. To see what they've got. They're going to bring to the table this year. Yeah,
incredible.
Then we've got
Jessie Ryan, new queen, came late preseason and slot right in.
Yep, she has.
Absolute angel.
Grace Sobels.
Yep. Also she's been amazing. She's been really good.
Yep.
And she's been really dedicated as well to preseason.
Oh, she has.
It's been amazing.
And I think that's all our new queens, right?
Yeah. We've got, some people coming in and out. We've got some OGs back. I feel like it's just been a great group of people over preseason, and it's even better this year. It's going to be huge. I'm so ready. So ready for this year. Yes.
Okay. We've got a little guest with us.
We've got another guest.
Yeah, for our episode.
Neddy boy.
Ned.
Hi,
Neddy.
I feel like I shouldn't be here, but we'll just go through the Neddy. Kings games. Just make sure we get through those as well.
Yep.
So D-grade had a tough game out at Haslam before the Queens.
D-grade.
So they played PAC.
Yep.
Actually played your brother.
Lucas. Did Marcus Bernardi. Really? Marcus. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
And they were a very good outfit. So our Sneathy's boys, they had a tough day. Best players, Brandon Jenke, Mark Loveday, Eddie Cook, Tom Reed, and James Brennan, best on.
James Brennan.
And that was three goals, 21 to 10 goals, 15.
Good effort. 75, it's PSC. A good effort. We love the D grade.
Three goals went to Jenke, Brennan, and Sneathy, one each.
Amazing.
C grade, Modbury, very good club. They're looking like a very good club
very
this
good.
Year.
Yeah.
So they had a tough day, Steve's boys. 1-3-9 to Pembroke to Modbury's 24-15, 159. So
that's
that
okay.
That was a tough day, one. But we move. We
yeah.
move.
Move on.
Best for the day was Jane Link, Max Nichols, Josh Teakle, Flynn Pratt and Mark Bichetti was best on.
Good boys.
Right.
And the goal also went to Flynn Pratt.
Yes.
Cute. I don't know any of these names, but I will know
we
them.
We will know them.
You will know them.
We're going to get to know them. On the pot.
B grade had a great game though.
Yes, B grade. We love B grade.
So Sammy Carruthers kicking the winning goal.
Sammy.
About 30 seconds to go. Wheeling around in his left and it rolling in. We just needed a score as well.
He got the Sammy. Goal. So
that was massive.
Incredible.
Pembroke finishing 11 goals, 7, 73 to Modbury's 10 goals, 7, 67.
Wow. Oh, wow. So that's a good win. That's a good win to have.
Wow.
Good job, boys.
Very good win. So best on Ryan Thompson, Ollie Duffy, Josh Soanetti, Sam Crothers and Dylan Hopkins.
Hoppy. Incredible. Oh, good job, Sammy.
Goal kickers went to Sammy Carruthers with 4, Josh Soanetti with 3, Cal Green with 2, Ollie Duffy with 1, Hugo Lee with 1. So that was a great game.
Good job, boys. Nice. All pulling your weight there. Good win. Strong win.
Just to finish off the A grade, also a tough game. Probably got away from us in the end. Pembroke finishing 9 goals, 11, 65 to Modbury's 16 goals, 10, 106. Best on
boys.
Ollie Harms, Magnus Illman, Jake Vanderhoek, Patrice Lufiki.
Patrice.
And Jack Patrice. Green finishing best on.
Amazing.
Jack Green, good job.
Goal kickers, Alex Forster with 3. Nick Dinham with 2. Adam Zenny with 1. And Liam Bennett with 1.
So good job, boys.
Nice, boys.
Benno's first game.
Yeah.
Yes, Benno's first game and getting the goal.
That's so exciting. Huge. That's really exciting.
Well, good job, boys.
So, yeah, and Modbury looking like a good side this year. They're definitely ones to beat.
Yep.
Damn.
Well,
there you go.
Well, you'll be back. Better than ever. I'm ready for finals.
Yeah.
Calling it.
All right, Bella. First interview. Let's go.
Let's do it.
First interviewer interviewee, I should say.
This
we have,
is massive.
We have a girl. She is an icon of the club.
She is an icon and we love her.
We love her. This year she's vice captain. She's integral to the Queens.
She's like a core member. Been there since day dot.
Yeah. She's on the wing, running like crazy every game.
Blonde, fire,
the skills,
sexy girl,
like crazy.
Obsessed with her.
Her name is Emily Draper.
Emily Draper. Oh my gosh.
Welcome.
Hello, Em. Hi. How are you, Draper girl?
I'm well. I mean, I've been better, but she has. What's happened to you? Let us know. Bit stiff. So last game, obviously, weekend just gone. Last quarter, I told coming off three-quarter time, I said, Johnny, take me off. Don't really need to be on. Like, let's give someone else a run. And then in like the last 10 minutes, he puts me back on. 40 seconds later, sling tackle.
On the ground.
So saw Tatum this morning. What did she say?
She
first
said
second degree. Oh.
It's an A.
I've torn my AC.
AC. Torn your AC. So pretty much drapey. She said, yes, I was there.
I'm going to say, Eleanor, why do you know this?
Bless her.
I insert myself into every Queen's drama there is.
Everything.
No, bless Eleanor. I couldn't drive today. So
I am an angel. I am an angel. So pretty much she's like her shoulder blade and her collarbone have separated.
Oh, drapey.
They've been, they're in separation stages.
Drapey.
Yeah.
How long are we out for?
Positively, hopefully, 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks,
if I just like kind of do everything right. Again, like, look, when I did it, I was like, surgery, like I'm out for the season.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hearing like 3 to 4 weeks, I'm
like, stoked. This is good. We've got your back.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have you back.
We'll see. Well,
our girl.
No one knows who you are.
Yeah.
You have
let's
to do
actually,
a little introduction
yeah. Let's introduce. So Drapey, let's just talk about this. Who are you? How long have you been at the Queen's for? When did it all start?
Right. So I came in the first year. I remember talking to Harry going, I'd love to play footy. And he just completely forgot to tell me like during the preseason. He goes, we have like at Pembroke, like Old Scholars, like we have a women's team. And I've gone, like wicked. Like I'll come out not knowing that you guys had already like started the season.
Yeah.
I completely missed preseason. So I came in the second round, I believe.
Yeah. I remember your entry.
Was
it
against
was amazing.
Lockleys. Mm-hmm. Been at the club since then. But prior to that, the only sort of football experience that I've had was during high school. We did like nine-a-side, knockout, those kind of carnivals.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But no, really.
Oh my gosh.
My own.
Oh my gosh.
And where do you work?
I work at Healthcare Australia.
What do you do?
I just work in human resources.
Yes,
very
she's
boring
an HR girl.
Day to day.
An HR girl.
So if you have an issue, you can come to me.
Emily Draper.
And we'll sort it.
So in your new role as vice captain, what are your feelings on preseason? What are your thoughts?
I think we had the best preseason. I think finally introducing it. Like obviously we're, you know, relatively new squad. And you would find this with women's footy, you know, we're just more so focusing on skills as opposed to like developing that fitness. But now that I think we've got, you know, your fundamentals down, Johnny and obviously with Patrice coming in, we've really focused on the fitness a lot. And you can tell, actually can tell.
100%.
Like on the weekend and the week before, just going, everyone is still being able to, you know, push it 90 to 100% until the last quarter.
Yeah, that running we did
and
was intense.
Our players were like, I didn't even know where my player was. Like she wasn't even standing next to me on
so
the field
because
I'm so fast, you know?
So fit.
Because I am that good.
I was like, oh no, sweetie, like you have to follow me. Come on.
You actually have to tag
but
me.
Yeah, that fitness has been unreal. But also I'm so excited about the fact that because we're so fit, like at each end, like you can always be really confident no matter what end of the ground the footy's at, there's someone that's
absolutely
really good and they're going to get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, whether confidence
you've got,
in all players.
Like Chloe Colgrave or like Lucy Hammond down back.
Yeah.
And then obviously we've got like Hoppy or like Ash Carter up front.
Yeah.
And like in the middle, obviously having like Holly.
Lizzie Girl.
Georgia Gaz.
Georgia Gaz. Jazzy. Oh, Georgia Carroll.
She's a queen.
She's insane. But I agree. I just think your fitness has been like the biggest thing. And our preseason, we took seriously. Like I feel like previous years,
we never
rocked up.
Before.
We never really rocked up. No. Let's be honest. And we all rocked up. And it was really good.
I hate
good.
To say it, but yeah, Johnny, you were right.
Yeah.
It's probably
Johnny,
good thing that we did
you were right.
Pre-season.
Yeah. We didn't do a 2K though. We didn't do a 2K. Tap on.
We don't want to talk about that.
No.
Don't even bring that.
No, sorry.
But the sprinting 2K. Was crazy. I got shin splints from
like,
the sprinting.
I know, you're out.
Eleanor, darling. Was
what
that
the
just,
hell?
Was it shin splints or was it
dramatic?
I
was in it.
Was it diagnosed?
Agonizing pain.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was shin splints. I diagnosed myself, but it is.
But it is.
Yeah.
We loved it. No, you were good.
So, who is your favourite queen at the club? Who would you say?
Favourite queen.
This is a big one.
It is a big one, and I've got two big ones in
You're
front of me.
You're literally staring at them right now.
it's a pretty easy answer.
Pause, Draper. Long pause, but that's okay.
I feel like there's a definite consensus I would say Lulu.
You are like a duo. You do come as one.
She is a ray of sunshine.
She is.
She makes me smile. Yeah. She puts in the
effort. Walks in and you're like, oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Exactly.
Completely great. So if she's your favourite queen, who's your favourite king? That's massive.
Look, I mean, there's a lot to choose from.
There are so many.
There's actually so many.
Who can I? Look, we might just go with Patrice Levicki.
Patricia. Yeah.
Look, he's a tall man.
He's come into our lives like
no other. He has just entered. And I don't really know how Patrice started, but it's just his name now.
Last year.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't know him last year.
I know.
I'm so sad I've missed.
Well, I don't think he's missed a year with him. Active member of the Kenzie. Unlike yourself. Unlike every single night.
Like us who are there on the weekdays.
Yeah,
but that's
true.
But he has just, I just think he's changed the Queens this year. I think it's just been such a great addition.
He's so supportive of everyone. Good it's beautiful. Energy.
Pat.
He does tick me off sometimes though when he makes us do laps or any kind of running. And I'll give him the evil eye.
Yeah.
But no, and as much as like I think the times that we have seen him play, like he is a vicious.
He's a very angry man. He is a vicious. We have to tell him to calm
down, Patrice.
It's funny though.
He then comes out to training.
He comes out to training
and he's a little marshmallow.
I know. He's actually the softest little bunny. Put on this big ogre energy.
We love him.
You are a soft little bunny.
Yeah.
We love him. And I always wonder this. Guys, we need to talk about this. Patrice, he's very receptive to Patrice. I feel like he loves it.
And he's
best friend. Mark Evans, who we love. And I just don't know if he loves us as much as we love
him. I don't think
him.
He loves us as much as we love him.
Do you think he would be receptive to our nickname that we give him?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think so.
Markita. Let us know.
Are you listening?
Kings, let us know if Markita would suit.
If we say Markita, just turn around and just give us the all clear if it's all
But
good.
I think someone did say Markita in our meeting with him. And I don't think he really...
I don't think he loved it.
He didn't love it. I think he looked over and he was like, what the hell?
But we love. Who are we love Markita.
Yeah, if he writes into the show and lets you know.
Yeah, actually, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, just send a little notification
into us. Just send it through, doll. Yeah. Send it through. Drapey, so far, your best game of footy.
Which and your worst.
Let's and your worst. Little, no.
No, that's terrible.
Let's do like your favourite game. The best game really bad.
Favorite your favourite game and then favorite your least favourite.
Yes.
Or just maybe favourite.
Just favourite. Okay. Let's just do favourite.
No, I'll start with least favourite because obviously the grand final last
year. Yeah.
I know we're going to talk about it. Bit of a Voldemort. But that was stiff.
Mm.
Didn't love that one.
But we're back and
better than ever. We are back. And we are, I would say that we are stronger than last year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But favourite game. But then it's funny to say that like some of the other times, like one of the other times going, no, it was the going in, it's the semi-final to get us into the grand final when we did beat Poultney.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, so contrasting that, I thought that was
big.
Really, really great game by everyone. But no. I think
that one.
Worst game Poultney, best game Poultney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think that game was like unmatched energy wise. Like
everyone
when we're
was
all
so
gelling.
Keen.
And of it's, course it's ridiculous. On. Yeah. Us going into our first grand final.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
huge.
The game that
huge.
That made
and
it
in
all.
Like 2 years at that point, that's an impressive effort.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean like going from we're div impressive. 6 to now div 3, I think everyone can be really proud of that.
Oh, come on. We're amazing.
For sure. But we're a completely different team this year. Like you know,
new energy, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Drapey, obvious question, single or taken? Well, I hope it's obvious.
Pretty taken.
Pretty taken.
Pretty taken.
Oh, who is he?
The wonderful sauce.
Oh, Harry Muffin. Oh, the beautiful darling. No, we love him. He's a big, he's actually a big part of the Queens too.
He is.
He loves us. Yeah. And we love him.
No, he was the original.
He was the original Patrice.
Oh
dare
my gosh,
the OG assistant.
That's
yeah. No, wait, he's funny. On. A couple of weeks ago, you know, he'll just like pop into training every now and then. Like I know some of the guys are on a little bit of a roster, whether they get told like, hey, like we need two of you to go out to training or whatever.
Yeah.
But a couple of weeks ago, it was really funny. Like I've rocked up to training like a little bit early as we do, have a bit of a chat and a bit of a kick, and I just get a message on my phone, and he's like, "It's a Monday night." He knows exactly what I'm doing. He's like, "Oh, are you training?" I'm like, well,
Yes.
Obviously. I don't even think I responded at this point. Yes, Harry. I'm already at Haslam. I think I checked the message on my Apple Watch. Next minute, I just turn over to the gate who's walking in. Oh, Harry's just walking in off his own bat.
He's just always
going,
there.
Yeah, I'm going to be involved in training tonight.
Oh my gosh. No, and that training, I will never forget this. He is such, bless his soul, he makes us all wait for each other at the running. So we're just running, sprinting, we're sprinting, sprinting, sprinting. And every sprint he was like, no, we're going to wait for everyone and then we're going to go. Yeah. Like he's very, he's great voice.
Yeah, he's good.
We love him. The Queens love him.
We do.
Come on, Harry.
The boys coming out to pre-season, like.
Oh, the boys have been amazing. I think they're just a huge part of the Queens.
They like, are.
Their support is unreal. Like, clearly our training energy is so different to their training energy. Yeah. They probably come into it.
I think Patrice.
Same with
shocked.
Patrice. Yeah. I think he's gone.
He didn't know what he was getting into.
No, he's
the
like,
chat.
Guys, yeah,
the shit talking is just on a new level.
Control.
Yeah, in a good way.
And the lack of concentration.
Shit talking.
No, it's got. No.
No,
it's just
chat.
It's just chat.
Yeah.
So loud.
I think we like we treat our breaks between each activity like. Intensely, like we're like, oh, we don't need to work for
it. You know, he comes in like, what did everyone do on the weekend? Yeah. What are you guys wearing? Hair up or down?
Yeah.
He's into it. Did you tan? Oh.
Yes.
Oh. You know?
Oh. I disclaimer, still think Patrice fake tans, but that's.
Do you really?
I actually do. I
think he fake tans. Hilarium.
Oh, definitely. He always has an all round glow.
Yeah. I didn't even think that.
Oh, 100%.
I really do.
It's got nothing to do with being outside.
You said I can see his orange little man, but that's okay. That's okay.
Maybe he has a tanning bed or something.
I reckon he does. Yeah. Wow. Olivia Lippicky.
Oh,
who we love as well.
We do love her.
Drapey, what are you looking forward to coming up this season? What's your vibe? Like, do you reckon we're going far?
Going off of our last two games. Thoughts. Well, first of all, I'm looking forward to coming back. I think 3 to 4 weeks off. Yes. That'll be good.
You're going to be back.
But I think just going off of our last two games, the game we just played, clearly relatively easy. Like, you know, that's not giving us much of a idea of what Div 3 is going to be like. I think our first game on the Friday night against Flinders Park, that gave us a bit of an idea. And I think
good.
You can tell the difference between Div 4 and Div 3.
Yeah.
Obviously, totally. Did win that one. Not a comfortable win, but like a bit of a grinding win, which I think was really good to see from the girls. But no, I am. I'm already going to say it. I'm expecting finals from everyone. I'm expecting finals from us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lock it in. Really excited for final series.
Yeah. No, I reckon. Yeah. I reckon good it's going to be good.
And like all the newbies we've got.
Oh, I know.
Every single one of them.
Oh, just
has
beautiful.
Come in, fantastic.
All strong, and everyone's just like great value to the team.
Everyone,
you know, everyone
value.
Pulls
their
weight.
You would know that they're new.
Oh, 100%.
Personality wise.
Oh, just we all gel, don't we?
We really do.
I feel like
it's not hard to get along with the Queens.
I was going
to
say, like, who cares about the skills?
We're a rowdy bunch.
I feel like initially people are like, oh my gosh, so scared. Who are these girls? You come to one training, you're sold.
They're so intimidating. Oh my god, Eleanor.
Oh my god, look at that girl over there.
Incredibly beautiful. I couldn't possibly talk to her.
I could not. I can't handle to her. There's no way. I couldn't do it.
But then they get to know us.
And then they realize we're a bunch of freaks and we love each other and we love everyone. So
exactly.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. And
it's
finals, I'm feeling it too. I'm feeling it too.
Also driving. Early days. I don't really want this pod to come bite us in the ass.
No,
early days. But we're always so positive. I feel like each season we have that energy of 100%. Always saying we're going to be really great.
100%.
There's no doubt.
there's no doubt.
Is this confidence or confidence?
Confidence is there. And we love it. Well, Drapey girl, thank you so much for coming.
Our first
guest.
Thank you.
How exciting.
Oh, the first queen guest
that's
ever
actually
in the history of the Queens.
Oh my gosh.
I better get a plaque up in Haslam.
You need to
mark this moment.
So exciting.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. I hope you get back sooner rather than later. We need you. We love you.
But we want take your time to
Heal. We need you back
in my spirit.
We need you back and better than ever.
No, I'm going to come out to training and just sport collapse. So if anyone is driving down Gers Road and you just see hot girl power walking, just take me on.
Yeah. There's always a power walking group at the trainings, isn't there? Yeah.
Oh, there is.
Oh, no, they're runners.
Oh, are they runners? Oh my gosh, they're runners.
It's a running club. The running group.
What? Oh, they are runners.
Yeah. But I'll start the power walking club.
Mm. Yeah, good.
Yeah. Good girl.
I want to see that.
You're going to smash it. We love you. And thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Bye, Drapey.
Bye. So, episode of
this
the season
massive.
For us.
This is so exciting.
Welcome, Bella, as the podcaster. Look at you.
This is so stressful.
You're a natural.
Oh, you're a natural. I love you.
Thanks.
I love you.
Thanks, Drapey, for coming on.
Isn't she great?
She's such a
queen.
Drapey.
We
love
you.
She's
unreal.
Yeah.
Great
we hope
vice, Captain.
You're healing and
We're ready for your comeback. We're ready.
We really are.
Now, so, let's recap.
Fixtures for next week, maybe?
Yep, 100%. Let's do it.
So we've got A grade and B grade against Westminster.
Yep, perfect.
At home.
Get out there, everyone.
Gotta C be massive. Grade have a bye.
Yep,
D not grade playing. Are playing Ross Trevor away.
Away.
And Queens are playing Greenacres away at 3:15, usual time.
I'm keen.
So everyone come and see us in Greenacres.
I'm ready. I'm so excited.
It's exciting.
It's going to be great.
And Ladies' Day is coming up, everyone. Yeah.
Everyone, get your tickets. We're having mums, aunties, sisters, friends, queens, not queens. We don't care. Please buy your tickets. It's going to be massive.
In Adelaide, come.
Yep. Great alcohol, great food, great
Bella's
vibe.
Bella's doing the food. I'm doing the decorations.
And we are going to watch these boys play and win. And we're so excited. It's so everyone, get your tickets. It's going to be amazing.
I've already bought my ticket. Have you bought yours?
No. But I'm going to right now. Okay.
All right. Buy tickets.
All right, we love you all. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you in a few weeks' time when we're back with another guest.
Bye.
Bye, guys.